And outside, the debate rages. Oil. Energy. The environment. It is the story of our time, and it is definitive and all-encompassing.
No, that's not the opening scene from American Beauty 2. It's Campbell Scott's voice paired with beautiful film shot by Lance Accord of Lost in Translation fame. And it's an oil commercial.
This is about you and me. And the undeniable truth that at this moment there are 6.5 billion people on this planet. And by year's end, there'll be another 73 million. And every one of us will need energy to live. Where will it come from?
The commercial was shot in 13 countries. It features scenes of babies and ocean waves and people running in the desert. Agree with the commercials or not, you have got to admit they are beautiful pieces of cinema. We're going to link them on our blog, npr.org/Bryant Park. Last Sunday, Chevron bought an entire 2.5-minute commercial block during 60 Minutes.
And that does not come cheap.
Yeah, exactly. Someone got to pay Leslie Stahl's money up in here. It's also not the first time an oil company has tried to remake its image with such a campaign, but this might be one of the most ambitious to date. The company says the cost to produce and run the ads was in the high tens of millions. Joining us to talk about Chevron's attempt to make over itself is Steve Mufson, energy correspondent for The Washington Post. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How effective do you think this Chevron ad is?
Well, I think it's probably more effective than we'd like to believe, and maybe less effective than the company would hope. I mean, I think all of us try to think that we're not that influenced by image ads, and this is basically another image ad.
I don't know. I started maybe because it was 5:30 in the morning, but I almost felt choked up at the end of this ad. I mean, it is very powerful.
Well, I felt that way, although I've talked to some other people who thought, you know, no, I'm not falling for that. I'm still paying a lot for gasoline. But I thought it was very effective myself.
A poll that I think you cite somewhere is that 2/3 of Americans have a very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable view of oil companies. They're basically the only people less popular than tobacco companies. You know, would Chevron do better to just reduce the price of gas?
Well, of course, it's not entirely in Chevron's mm-hmm. power to just reduce the price of gas. That depends on lots of things, supply, demand, the oil they're buying from OPEC countries and things like that.
What do they have to do? I mean, how do they measure if these commercials are successful? Is it just that when someone does a survey, people hate Chevron less, or is it that they somehow buy more Chevron oil?
Well, I think that they're not going to buy more Chevron oil, I don't think, or not much more. I think it's more about opinion. I think it's partly about what might happen in Congress. At the moment, Congress is considering various things that would affect the oil companies. One would be a slight tax increase. They're always sort of thinking about whether or not to open up more offshore lands, more federal waters offshore for exploration. And Chevron's very active in the Gulf of Mexico and deep water. So there are things like that that affect the company.
Okay, let's hear a little bit more from this Chevron ad we're talking about.
Our lives demand oil. But what's also true is that we can provide it more intelligently, more efficiently, more respectfully. That we'll never stop looking for alternatives. That an oil company can practice and espouse conservation.
Campbell Scott, you could sell
company.
Me anything. the ad mentioned solar power and hydrogen and geothermal, and I've noticed that a lot of these big oil companies are now starting to talk about alternative sources of energy. Maybe they have been for a while, but it's becoming pretty public. I guess the question of how much of their resources are they really actually using to try to do that, and how far off are they from geothermal or these other things being any important part of what they do?
Well, the oil business is an incredibly capital-intensive business, and to keep replacing the oil that they're selling takes a lot of money.
Does that mean they like to make a lot of money, capital-intensive?
Yeah, no, it means that it just takes a lot of dough to get out there and find this stuff.
Gotcha.
And bring it back. I mean, there is some truth to that. So even the company that's most active, like BP, is still probably spending 16 times as much money finding oil and gas as it is making solar chips.
And BP, you know, they were one of the front runners on this. I mean, changing their name from British Petroleum to BP. And
talking about Beyond Petroleum, right?
BP right.
was supposed to stand for Beyond Petroleum. It's a very cute little sunburst flower that they made their logo into.
I sense some sarcasm in that cute little sunburst flower there comment.
No, it makes you feel very warm inside.
Right.
But it's still an oil company, and if you were asking about dollars and cents, and you know, and it is actually quite big in the solar business. Its solar business is one of the biggest in the country, but it still pales in comparison to the oil business.
You know, oil companies have made so much money recently. Why do they even care about their image?
Oh, don't we all want to be loved, I think.
I think
they care about their image because, in addition to wanting to be loved, because it is a dollars and cents issue on Capitol Hill. And also there's one other reason that someone suggested to me, that some of this is maybe internally targeted, that they want people who work at Exxon to feel good about working at Exxon, or Chevron, as the case may be.
Who can keep them straight, Steve?
And they want people to come work there because a lot of petroleum engineers are going to retire in the next 10 years.
Well, yeah, part of the ad that is also pretty emotional is they say, you know, we are part-time poets and liberals and conservatives. And they're talking about Chevron employees. And, I could see that being an appeal to the people that actually work there, so they're not quite so demonized. Interesting, as I was looking up some stuff on Chevron today, they're in trouble because they're one of the biggest U.S. contractors in Burma right now.
Well, that would be a problem.
You're not supposed to do, but they had this natural gas line contract before things really got funky in Burma or Myanmar, depending on who you talk to. So even as they're trying to fix their image, they're tied up in all kinds of other things.
Steve, yeah, that's actually a result of them having bought Unocal. It's Unocal who had that line there.
Oh, that will be a future show and a future segment with Steve Mufson, energy correspondent for The Washington Post. Hey, thank you for coming on.
My pleasure.